Persecution Ministry considers the Colorado shootings. The first Arabic Christian channel for kids is now on the air, and a prayer movement on Christian radio finds its mark. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Authorities investigating Colorado shootings say the gunman held a grudge against Christians in the U.S. Ironically, Matthew Murray had been training to go on the mission field, but was kicked out of the missionary training school. While some called the four who died in Sunday shootings martyrs, Open Doors' Carl Muller clarified that a bit more.
I would say that those brothers and sisters who lost their lives this past weekend were killed in a persecution against Christians, a vendetta of this man against Christians.
Open Doors supports the global persecuted church. Muller says this incident shows the American church should be prepared for the rigors of evangelism.
As Christians in America, the more we stand up for righteousness in our society, the more we stand up for God's word in public places, and the more we make Christianity the issue of life, who do we say Jesus is, we'll draw more and more fire. It's inevitable.
Next, in 2007, nearly 200,000 Christians were killed for their faith in Christ. Around the world, 200 million Christians face some kind of persecution. Johann Kandelin with the World Evangelical Alliance says Christmas could be a difficult time for Christians.
There could be countries like Indonesia, where there's a major Muslim population, and you have Christian churches drawing a lot of people. That could probably be the most dangerous place.
However, he says India could also be difficult, where Hindu nationalism is on the rise. But as Christians celebrate Christmas, it's a natural evangelistic opportunity. Kandelin says as people watch Christians celebrate,
they will ask why they celebrate Christmas, and that, of course, gives the Christians a possibility to share about the birth of Jesus Christ.
But that could cause more persecution, too. Pray for protection and opportunities for ministry for these believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Arabic-speaking children all over the Middle East and North Africa finally have a Christian television channel just for them. Sat7's David Harder says they're countering the region's violence by providing a safe place for kids.
The woman who was the director of our children's programming grew up during the Lebanese Civil War. She and her sister would sit around their TV when the war was raging outside, and it would just be an escape for them. And so not only is it to have a safe place, but it's also a place where Jesus' words can minister life to their very hearts and their souls.
It's the culmination of more than a year and a half of preparation and dreams.
Now to have broadcasts that are 24 hours, able to reach kids whenever they wake up, whenever they come home from school, whenever they want to know more about the Lord and be encouraged, it's just so wonderful. And we're so thankful to the Lord for this day and so thankful for the many people who have prayed and given to make it possible.
And the Seeking Him National Prayer Meeting for Revival has come to a close. It started September 15th and concluded earlier this month. This effort was designed to take the revival prayer effort public. Life Action Ministries' Byron Paulus says over 100 radio stations gave up an hour of airtime each week to air the prayer meeting for 12 weeks.
It began really as we were seeking the Lord and saying, Lord, what can we do? And the Lord seemed to say, as you're praying to me about what to do, why don't you enlarge that prayer meeting and invite others to join you? So by way of internet, by way of broadcasting on radio, it's been going on since September 15th.
Paula says the 12 weeks were educational for thousands.
Somebody said you don't learn how to pray by studying prayer, but by listening to godly men and women pray. And that's an opportunity, I believe, that has afforded so many of us during these weeks to listen to godly men and women pray.
Pray that this time of prayer brings many to repentance. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.